Point number 9. Membrigera House. This stately home is known as Membrigera's House of the Colonels, built between 1870 and 1890. This residence is also inspired by Renaissance shapes. The buildings of the Renaissance era had large entrance doors, noble family heraldic shields on the front, and simple tasteful decorations like the Romans and the Greeks had on their houses and buildings. The Membrigera House is a clear example of the affluent times Vinaros experienced during the 18th, 19th and 20th centuries, thanks to the port and commerce. Merchants, industrialists and nobles ordered architects to build our homes, ample and elegant homes that showed we were distinguished, classy and affluent people. The building has a ground floor entrance with a large wooden door. The second floor has a large balcony, and in the top floor there are 5 windows with small arches. Do you not find this house worthy of a nobleman? But let's continue, my friends. The facade is simple but also elegant. In the bottom right, we can see a stone block that was etched in 1652 next to a Maltese cross. Can you see it? It appears that they needed large stones to build a stable base for this house and reused this stone that probably came from another building. Look at the heraldic shield on the front door. It belongs to Don José María Febrer Calderón, Marquis of Gironella and descendant of the Febrer de la Torre family that lived in Vinaros during the 15th century, and several members of the family covered authoritarian posts over the following centuries. Important people, without a doubt. And to conclude the tour, I recommend you to go to the Misericordia, Compassion Sanctuary on El Puig Mountain. From this space, on the most elevated point of the area, 6 kilometers from Vinaros, you will be able to witness impressive and panoramic views of the city and the Mediterranean.